Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Learning Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Aleph. Before we start Daf Chaf Aleph, I want to go back to Daf Chaf Amid Beis. We didn't speak about this Gemara yet. And go through some Aris on the Gemara that starts with Amr Shmuel Yechel Meleskuni Lekula Gaila. Kamuvan, the pratim of the Gemara are very, very hard. We're not going to go through the Gemara pratiistic, but a few klalistic, a general aris and a negayah to the Gemara. Gemara says, Amr Shmuel yichilnu l'skuni l'kula gaila. I could fix up the Yom Tovim for all the galus. And Rashi says, b'lei v'yis eidim, without any eidim, ki baki ani betolda salavana v'yilucha v'sayda mazalus. Because I know very well the astronomical the orbit of the moon, and I understand when the moon's going to appear, and therefore I could make the Yom Tovim, the Rosh Chodesh, for the whole Gaila. Do you know this thing that's in the Seyde Iber, in the Brice of Seyde Iber? The difference between if the Meilet is before Chatzais or the Meilet is after Chatzais. So Shmuel says he doesn't know what it means. Amar, Amalemi, the Holy Yadamar, Ikamila Chenaisi Yadamar, since you don't know this, you don't know other things also, you don't know enough about the Halachas of Kiddush HaChodesh to make a calendar for the Kol B'nai HaGaila. That's the Gemara. So the Shaila is, L'chaira, when Shmuel says, L'chaira L'skuni L'Kol B'nai HaGaila, he means that he could make what when the Kviyas of the Rosh HaChodeshim are, that they wouldn't have to keep 2 days of Yom Tov if they know exactly when Yom Tov is. Now, presumably in the times of Shmuel, they were still Mekadosh al Piriyah. The Rambam says that they were Mekadosh al Piriyah until the days of Abaye and Rava. And Pashas means Ad V'chlal, that even the days of Abaye and Rava they're also being Mekadosh al Piriyah. Only then, the Bezin and Eretz Yisrael is both, they no longer were Mekadosh al Piriyah. If they were Mekadosh al Piriyah, so it really depends. If the Edom came, they made it the 30th day. If the Edom didn't come, they made it the 31st day. So what's the pshat that Shmuel would be able to be Mesak and L'chol B'nei Gaila? So Kipshutai, the pshat is that if you know the Mahalach of the Levana, when the Riyah is going to be, so you could nem on that the Riyah is going to be at the correct time. If you know both things, if you know side the Mahalach of Levana and understand very good the astronomy to understand when exactly the Riyah of Levana will be in each month, which is a very difficult cheshbon. The Rambam is Ma'arich in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh to explain the exact cheshbon. And also, you know how Bezdin works, because like we said, sometimes Bezdin goes and changes a little bit. Like we said, there's the Nema'imin, there are Dinim where they make Tchiyas, and sometimes things get changed. But Kabbi Shmuel understood that also. He knew when exactly they do, how exactly they work the months. So if you know these things, you could then be established the Chadashim for the Kol B'nei Gaila. Even though there is a chance that maybe the moon wasn't seen because it was cloudy, maybe Shmuel held you don't have to be Chayish for that. The raya I have to this is that Rashi holds this way is the Gemara in Beit Daftalim and Beis. The Gemara discusses there if Shnei Yom Tovish L'Golias is Kedusha Achas or Shnei Kedushas, is it a Takana to keep 2 days or to only keep 2 days Machmas Safek? And the Gemara there says that Amar Reb Zera, they have a raya that it's Kedusha Achas because Anam Bekiyim Bekviyad Diarchem Avdin Etrei Yomim, because we know the Kviyad Diarchem, we do 2 days. And Rashi says there that we know whether the moon will be visible on the 30th day or not. Vice dice, that's enough, if it wouldn't be for Tekana to keep 2 days, to keep 1 day. Even if it's a tzad, that maybe will be cloudy, maybe you don't have to for such a tzad. Other Rishayim, the Rambanam L'chamis, learns that Reb Zeir was talking about after the Mekadosh al Piriyah. Reb Zeir was going after the Mekadosh al Piriyah, Anam B'Kviyah B'Kviyah D'Yarchav Avdini Tre'im, that means that they knew the Kviyah D'Yarchav al Pi, the Tekana of the Cheshbon that they had, that they weren't Mekadosh al-Pi anymore, they became Mekvi D'Archa because they were Mekadosh al-Pi Cheshbon, they were Mekadosh al-Pi the calculations, which that doesn't change, so there's no Suffolk anymore. But Rashi doesn't learn that way. So in that, he was telling him back that you don't know the Cheshbon so good, or you don't know the Locha so good, you see that there's some things you don't know. You didn't know what it says about Neil Lekeinu Chatzais and Neil Nach Chatzais. Vice versa, you don't know enough to be able to say with certainty the din, whether it will be a Shchedesh or not. That's how the Gemara is understood according to Rashi. But like we said, the Ramban Melcham is there in Beya, and that other Rishayim there, Naman, that Anan the Adina Mekvi the Archim means that we know the Cheshbon. So the Chayr Lefiz that the only way you could know it is when you're doing the Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon, when it's Kiddush Al Pi Riyah, You can never know for sure. Maybe the Edom will come, maybe they won't come, maybe it'll be cloudy, maybe there'll be a different reason why they wouldn't see it, so you wouldn't be able to tell for sure. You wouldn't be able to l'sikuni l'chol b'nei g'ayla to know for sure whether it's Rish Chodesh or not. So l'chayr it's shver, because like we said, l'chayr the times of Shmuel, they were still Mekadesh al Piriya. So how could Shmuel be Mesakan l'chol b'nei g'ayla? So, like we mentioned in the previous year, we'll mention it again, the Rabbeinu Chananel, it's brought in the Rabbeinu Bechai, in Parashas Boy, in the Pasuk, l'chayr shizel lechem, is marchiv there, that even when they were Mekadesh al Piriya, the ikkud, what they did was al Pichejmin. It's marched that way in the Rabbeinu Chananel here on the side of the Gemara, both in Amud Aleph and here in Amud Beis, that he held the same thing. That the discussion he has here in the Gemara is the method of Kiddush HaChodesh that he discusses when the Mekadesh al Piriya is the same as when the Mekadesh al Pichejmin. He holds his no two things. And that's what also the Rishayim bring from Efsaidi Gain. And this is what I mentioned, the Rambam and Pirish Mishnah, he brings such a day, but he says it's very shvei to understand the Gemara that way. But look then, if you look in Rabbeinu Bechai, he brings the whole Arichas of the Rabbeinu Chananel, by the Pasuk of Chayesh Zalachem, Fakert, he learns the Gemara that way. And this will be a Shtikl Raya, that Shmuel is saying, that Nichul is going to call B'nei Gael, that I know the Cheshbon, so I don't need the Bez in Yishalayim to tell me the Cheshbon, I know the Cheshbon on my own, and that the Gemara is saying, no, we didn't know the Cheshbon so good. But like we said, that's a bissel shver. Reivin Rishayim, the Kam Rishayim, they hold their way. They hold that when the Kaddish Al Piriya, they didn't go with the Cheshbon. It was variable. They went with when the Edom came. If the Edom came, they made it the Rish Chodesh. If the Edom didn't come, they didn't. And that's what's mashmin the Gemara of the Chadosh in Chal and Shabbos in them, because you want the Chodesh to come out correctly. And that's why he sent the Shluchim, because it wasn't clear. So it could have been that they made this day, could have been they made that day. It depends if the Edom come. So there's a shtickle from the Chazon Ish. It's in Aruch Chaim, Simon Kuf Lamed Beis, and it really is quite common to Rashi, but he brings the Rashi, but the Tshuva Rashi, Mamish says the shtickle in Simon in Chelik Dalad, the Tshuva Reish Nun Dalad, he Mamish says the same shtickle. He says that Azayvi you find that there's Rishus, that when there is no Bezdin, when there is no Sanhedrin, you can make the Chadashim Al Pichejbin, you can make the Chadashim Al Pichejbin, you don't need the Riyah to be Kivei the Chadashim. Azayach Shteit in Rashba, even when they were Mekadesh Al Piriya, if the Bnei Goyla want to be Mekadesh Al Pichejbin and make their Chadashim to be Al Pichejbin, they also have Rishus to do it. Because the Rashba B'ik is saying in the Tshuva that you don't mamish need the Riyah. And that's where you find the Kama Gemaris, that they were able to make the Chadashim without the Riyah. They could say that that you don't mamish need the Riyah to make the Chadashim, it's shaykh to make the Chadashim without Riyah. And then one of the rayas he brings to that is this din of Shmuel, that you see that you can make the Chadashim without the Riyah, and what's the pshat? Vayis tois, there's Allah HaLeshim Sinai, that the two eifanim of Kviyas Chadashim, there's a eifan of Kviyas Chadashim, which is done al pi Riyah, and that's the mitzvah, the mitzvah, the Kaddish al pi Riyah. And there's an Eifan of Kviyas Chadashim, which is done not Al-Pi Riyah, which is done Al-Pi Cheshbon. And it's clear from the Rashba, and the Chazon Ish says it more mefurish, that Shmuel was saying that even though in Eretz Yisrael they're going to keep their Chadashim, they're going to keep their Chadashim Al-Pi Riyah, but the Bezin has a Rishus to go be Mesakin, that in the Geula, they're going to keep the Chadashim Al-Pi Cheshbon. They have to know how to be Mesakin a Richtig Cheshbon. So Shmuel was saying he's going to go be Mesakin a Cheshbon, and then that, they told him back, no, since you don't know this din of the Seder Ibn, it might be other things you don't know, so mainly you can't be Mesakin the Cheshbon. But Al Kalpanim, the insight is that even though Shmuel was in the time they Mekadesh Al Piriya, and even if we Neman like the Rishayim, that in the time they Mekadesh Al Piriya, they didn't go with the Cheshbon, they went with the Riyah, and it was variable, and there's no way anyone could know beforehand what Bezin's going to do, but still, Shmuel was going to make Chadashim Al Pichejbin, and he's right to make Chadashim Al Pichejbin, and that will be the Tekon of Negel to keep the Chadashim Al Pichejbin, will be the Tekon that Shmuel made. So, the two Mahalchim in Shmuel, according to Rashi, it would seem to me the Mahalach is, and which Timur Rashi and Be'ah, that Shmuel was saying that I could predict when Bezin's going to be Kaddish Al Piriya, and I'll know exactly when the Mekadesh Al Piriya, and even though it's Shayach a mistake, but maybe you don't have to be Chayish for that, and that's what Rashi says also in Be'ah Davdal Beis with Reb Zeir, that he was Bekir Bekvi, the Archa means he knows, if he knows the visibility of the moon, he knows what Bezin's going to do. So Shmuel was going and explaining that he could explain to the Goyle when Bezin was Mekadesh Al Piriya, and the other Mahalach is that no, Shmuel was saying a Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon. And the shayla is, Aish Mor was in the time that Mekadosh al Bria, so either like the Ben Hanan or like Reb Sadia going that there always were Mekadosh al B'cheshbon, or if you don't know that way, you could say that even the times of Mekadosh al Bria, the Bnei Goyel had Rishus to go be Mekadosh al B'cheshbon, just like everyone's Mekadosh al B'cheshbon, the time that there is no Bria. Now, in this Inyan of the difference between Kiddush HaPiriyah and Kiddush HaPichezbin and the Makar of being Kiddush HaPichezbin, we find the Machlekes Rishaynim, a Machlekes Rambam and Ramban, and there's a Machlekes Biskurav and Chazanish, how to understand the Rambam, like we're going to explain. The Rambam says in Perakei, Nelchus Kiddush HaChedish, Nalacha Beis, he says like this, that Mizman that this is Sanhedrin, you Makadosh HaPiriyah, Mizman She'ein Shum Sanhedrin Beitz Shol, Ein Kaiv V'Chadoshim V'Ein Arm Shanim El B'Chezbin. Only with the cheshbon that we use today. When the Sanhedrin, they do al piriyah, the Edom come and say the Riyah Slavana, that makes for Shchedish. When there's no Sanhedrin, then you do it al piriyah the way we do it today. Ram says the Makar. And the reason why it works to be Mekadosh HaBichezbon is that's Mikara how Kiddush HaChedesh was given, that the two methods of Kiddush HaChedesh is a method of Riyah, which is done when there's a Sanhedrin. There's a method of Cheshbon, which is done when there's no Sanhedrin. And the Rambam is Meir Chabad, a little bit more in Sefer Mitzvahs, he says B'chidushim, in Mitzvahs Asay Kuf Nun Gimel. Now the Ramban there, in Sefer Mitzvahs, he says that the Rambam had Shver, how do we make Rosh Chodesh today? We don't have a Riyas Levana. So he said there was a Halacha Meishim Misinai. So the Rambam says, Rambam says that he said it's a Halacha Meishinai, Meshloi Nehman B'tam V'Huskazeh B'Shum Makayim. In other words, if there'd be such a Halacha Meishim Misinai, it should be mentioned somewhere. Halacha Meishim Misinai, there's two-way founding, there's Riyas and there's Kiddush. No one ever says such a thing. So the Rambam says that what's the Teretz to the Kasha? Says Avam Rabbi Akashi Gagodal Azehu Shab Hillel Anasi Benoy Shab Yudah Anasi, which he doesn't mean the son of Yudah Anasi. Lechayre means Ben Benoy. It really was his great grandson. The Teshbatz explains that this Reb Hillel was Yudah Anasi had a son Rabbi Gamliel Anasi, who had a son Reb Yudah Nasiya, who had a son Hillel, the second Hillel. He was Mekadosh all the Chadashim and Ma'abr all the Shanim that had to be done until Mashiach comes and will again go back to Mekadosh al-Piriyah. So he was the one that went, that was Mekadosh the Chadashim. So that's also a very big Chiddush. Normally you can only be Mekadosh each Chiddush at its time and be Ma'abr each year at its time. But Vais Dais, the Ramban held that was part of the din of Bezdin being Mekadosh Chadashim. They give that Bezdin as Mekadosh the Chadashim Ma'abr the Shanim. So if there's not going to be a Sanhedrin anymore, so the Sanhedrin has to go right now and be Mekadosh all the Chadashim and all the Shanim that will be from now till Yemaisa Mashiach. And Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah says that even when you Mekadosh al Picheshbon, each Chadash is Niskadosh Bizmana, a day the people that were there in Eretz Yisrael. He says a very big Chiddush that if there's nobody in Eretz Yisrael, he says, I've added there can't be such a thing, but the Eibishter will make sure that there is. But if there's no Yidin in Eretz Yisrael, there won't be any Chedashim. The Kiddush HaChedush has to take place every single month by the people in Eretz Yisrael. That's what he says in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ramban argues, the Ramban says, they're all Mekudosh already. The second Hillel, he was Mekadosh everything. This fact that Hillel the second, the Hillel HaNasi, the son of Reb Yehuda Nasiya, was made the calendar, the Rishayim will say it. We don't find the Makar in any Gemara or in any Sefer from Namiram, but the Rishaynim will say this from the Gainim, also mention it. They all had a Kabbalah, Messiah B'Yadam, that's the Makar to the calendar that we have. Akobanim, the Brisker Rav says that the Ramban's asking a kash on the Rambam. The Rambam holds that it's not the Pshat that everything is done al-Pi, the Bezdin, the Sanhedrin, and Eretz Yisrael, just that they're Mekadosh al-Pi Riyah when they have a Riyah, but then when they saw the Sanhedrin in his battle, then they'll Mekadosh everything. No, there's two tracks. There's a track of Al-Pi Riyah, which is done up with the Sanhedrin, Al-Pi the Edom, and there's a track, Al-Pi Cheshbon, which is also done by the Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael, he calls it, but it's being done Me'elov by the Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban is bothered, V'ushtet des Alach HaMashim Yisinai. So Dr. Biskirov, it says in an Er Gemara, this is the Pshat in Er Gemara, that Vais Dais Yisifin Shmuel Yechum L'Skunei L'Chol B'nei Agayla, that you don't need a Sanhedrin, you don't need someone to Mekadosh HaChedesh. In other words, there is a din of Kiddush al Pi Cheshbon when there's no Bezdin. That's what Shmuel is saying. And on that, the Abba Vudeb Shnoi asked him, Yadamad the Tanya Besaydi Ibur, which in the Rebbeinu Chanan only says, it means all the different cheshbonis that we use in Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon, do you know this? And Shmuel didn't know all of them. So Meili said, you can't be Mekadeshit. Which the Brisk Rav says, this is the Pshat. Reb Shmuel was telling him, it's not good enough to understand the astronomical cheshbonis of the Meilid. You also have to know the Kabbalah, the Messiah, the Loch HaMeshim Sinai, exactly how to make the cheshbon. The cheshbon is all given Loch HaMeshim Sinai. And Shmuel didn't know all the fine points, all the details of Loch HaMeshim Sinai. Meili, he couldn't be Mesakin L'chol B'nei Agayla, because there's a specific Loch HaMeshim Sinai, how you Mesakin it. And that's the makar to the Rambam. That's mamash what the Rambam is saying, that when there's no Ria, there is a din of Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon, but it goes with the Messiah, it goes with the halachas of the Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon that we have. So Kumdais, the way the Brisker Rav learned up the Rambam, the pshat is, the entire Cheshbon, and this is really the mashmash of the Lashon Rambam, the entire Cheshbon that we use today, the Kiddush HaChodesh is all Halach L'Meshim Sinai. In other words, according to the Ramban, this Cheshbon was made up by Hillel. Hillel invented this Cheshbon. Hillel was Mekadesh this Cheshbon to be used to Mekadesh Chedashim, and he was Mekadesh all the Chedashim that will be done al pi this Cheshbon. According to the Rambam, no, the Cheshbon is Halach L'Meshim Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu said this Cheshbon Sinai. This was the Cheshbon that has to be used in order to Mekadesh the Chedashim. That was just interesting. We don't have anything that I know of in Chazal to say what exactly the Cheshbon that we use is. All the Rishonim bring it. The Rambam is the one that brings it all with the Bir Malay. He tells you the entire Cheshbon. It's also brought in the Tur and at the end and Taf Chav Zayin and in the Levush is Marchiv about it. But the Rishonim apparently had a Kabbalah of the entire Cheshbon from the Gaonim, which had it from Chazal. And like we said, the Makar of all it is was Hillel HaSheni, and that's what the Rishonim say. And this is the Machlokes, was Hillel HaSheni the Mechadish of the Cheshbon, or was Hillel HaSheni just being Megala what the Loch HaMeshim Sinai was to make this Cheshbon? And this is how the Brisker Rav understands the Machlokes, Rambam and Ramban. But the Chazon Ish, at the end of Siman Kuf Mem, he says that even the Rambam holds that the Pratim of the Cheshbon weren't given a Loch HaMeshim Sinai. All that was given Loch HaMeshim Sinai is that you're supposed to make a cheshbon and you're supposed to stick to a specific cheshbon, kafi what chazal am mechadish, and that's supposed to be the kviyas of Rish Chodesh. That when there's a Sanhedrin, you're mechadish al pi Ria. When there's no Sanhedrin, you're mechadish al pi cheshbon. But the specifics of the cheshbon wasn't given Loch HaMeshim Sinai. It was nimsa b'yad the chachamim. And he teaches that's what Shmuel meant. Shmuel wasn't saying that he knows the Loch HaMeshim Sinai of the cheshbon. Shmuel was saying that he could make his egg in a cheshbon. There is no clear Halach L'Meshim Sinai of a specific cheshbon l'fid Chazon Ish, even l'fid Rambam. Up the Chazal to create a cheshbon. That's what Shmuel was saying. He could create a cheshbon. He knows the Inyanim well enough to create a cheshbon. And that's what they were asking him. No, since you don't know this halacha, Vaisis, you don't know the Inyanim well enough to create the cheshbon. But according to the Chazon Ish, even the Rambam holds that the specifics of the cheshbon weren't given Halach L'Meshim Sinai. Like in the Ramban. According to Chazish, not such a big machloik as the Rambam and Ramban. They're both maskim that Hillel HaSheni has a right to do it. The Ramban's also maskim that way. He has a right to go be Mekadesh the Chadashim, al pi Cheshbon. And they're both maskim that the actual Cheshbon wasn't given to Moshe Mishinai. It was in Schadish the Hill. The machloik is alumnus exactly how it works. Was it the pshad that Hill went as Mekadesh the Chadashim the way Bez is Mekadesh all the Chadashim, Hill ki Mekadesh also the future Chadashim, that's what the Ramban holds. And the Rambam holds, no, the Loch HaMeshim Sinai is that you make a cheshbon and you don't need that Bezin to Mekadesh the Chadashim. The Chadashim and Meschadesh by themselves are Yedei Bnei Yitzisrael each Bezmanai. They both mask him that that's what Bezin's supposed to do, that the Torah gives the Bezin the right to go make a cheshbon and be Seimach on the cheshbon. They just argue exact mechanics how it works. That's the Machlok, it's the Biskarov Nemzon, and that's the Lechayr, the Pashas, Mashmois, Lashon, and the Rambam, and the Rambam holds that the Etzim Cheshbon is given L'Meshe Misinai, and he learns it up in the Gemara. That's what Abba Avu, the Reb Simloi, was telling Shmuel, is that there's a Cheshbon that's given L'Meshe Misinai, which you don't know enough about, and therefore you can't be Mesakim L'Chol Bnei Agayla. Hashem came, the Chazon Ish was naming, oh no, there is no Cheshbon. It's done al Peter Das Lacham. No, he was saying that Shmuel is not a sufficient baki in the Inyanim to be able to make a proper Cheshbon. Now, I want to discuss one more Nakuda that's negated to the Afchafim and Beis because it's negated to the Veltz Machloikis about the Inyan of the dateline. where the halachic date line is. And the Shitas HaChazanish in this Inyan comes from the Baal HaMor on the Sugya. And I'll explain Be'erich what the Baal HaMor says, and where you see from there the Inyan of the date line. The Gemara brought a Memra that says that Neilet Kaidim Chatzais Biduwa Shinir Samal Cheshkiya Sachama. That when the Meilet of the Levana was before Chatzais, then the moon could be seen before Shkia Sechama, but when the Meilet of the Levana was after Chatzais, then the moon cannot be seen before Shkia Sechama. Now, not going into all the technical details, Rashi learns that when the Meilet, that means the conjunction, the kibbutz, when the sun and the moon and the earth are all together in the same line, that event occurs before Chatzais, so then already before Shkia Sechama, it's possible to see the moon, which means 6 hours after the Meilid, it's already possible to see the moon. Shankain, if the moon was Meilid after Chatzais, and 6 hours did not go by yet, then it's impossible to see the moon before Shkia Sechama. That's a Bissel Shver in Metzias, like the Ilam asks, that it doesn't seem that anyone could see the moon so quickly after the Meilid. And already, a lot of other kashas are Rashi in the Sugya, and there are discussion, farshin to Miyash of the kashas. The Baal HaMor has a different shot, and the Baal HaMor says that this Sugya is explaining this halacha that we have about setting up the calendar al pi cheshbon. Like we said, the way the Baal HaMor learns the Gemara, Shmuel is not discussing Kiddush al pi Ri, he's discussing Kiddush al pi cheshbon. And the way it works is, when you're making the calendar al pi cheshbon, Rosh Hashanah should come, when the Meilid of Tishrei comes out on a certain day, that day should be Rosh Hashanah, except if the day, like we mentioned in the previous year, is Adu, is Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday, then Rosh Hashanah is the following day. And the other exception is, if the Meilid comes out after Chatzais of that day, so then it's also pushed off to the following day. And sometimes it gets pushed off to 2 days later, Lamashal, if it's after Chatzais on Shabbos, so then it can't be on Shabbos because the Meilid is after Chatzais, and it can't be on Sunday because Lo Yedirosh, so then Rosh Hashanah gets pushed off to Monday. That's the general basis of how the calendar is made, and the months are adjusted to when Rosh Hashanah, to make that Rosh Hashanah should come out at the time that it's supposed to come out. Like we said, on the day of Meilid Tishrei, if it's before Chatzais and not Adu, if it's after Chatzais, you push it off. If it's Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, it's pushed off. So the Baal HaMor learns the makar for this thing is this Gemara here of the Neilat Kaidim Chatzais. But he explains as follows, and he really says two inyanim, that two reasons why Chatzais is the Kaveya. He learns them both up in this Gemara. It's based on the fact that he's saying that the Kseh HaMizrach, what's called the eastern end of the world, is 6 hours away from Yerushalayim. What I mean 6 hours is that the time in that place is 6 hours later than Yerushalayim. In other words, if it's Chatzais in Yerushalayim, then at the eastern edge of the world, it's Shkia Sachama. Now, the Meilid is an event that happens. It happens at a certain specific time. It's not related to where you are, what the specific time of the Meilid happens. The Meilid is with the kibbutz, when the sun and moon and earth are all aligned. But what time that is depends on where you are in the world. Lamashal, if let's say the Meilid happens here in America at 2 o'clock, so that precise second, 2 o'clock in America, as we know, 9 o'clock in Eretz Yisrael, which is 7 hours later. And every place in the world would have its own time when that event happened. So if at the precise time of the Meilid in Yerushalayim it was Chatzais, so on the eastern end of the world, which is 6 hours away from Yerushalayim, then that time is Shkia Sechama of Rosh Hashanah. And in the western end of the world, which is on the line right next to the eastern end of the world, on the western end of the world, it's actually 18 hours before Yerushalayim, which is Shkia Sechama starting the day of Rosh Hashanah. This would be with the assumption that the date line is exactly 6 hours away from Yerushalayim. Then, Chatzais, when the Meilid is Chatzais, if it's Chatzais in Yerushalayim, so then the day is just ending at the Ksei HaMizrach, and the day is just starting at the Ksei HaMayriv. So he says, actually, two cheshbonos, why Rosh Hashanah should be telling him that. The first thing is that in order for the day to be called Rosh Hashanah, it has to be there's at least one place in the world where the entire Rosh Hashanah is after the Meilad. That would be if the Meilad is Chatzais. If the Meilad is Chatzais, so then the western edge of the world, which is 18 hours earlier, that's when Rosh Hashanah is starting. So for them, the entire Rosh Hashanah is after the Meilad. That's why it could be Rosh Hashanah. Mashenki, if the Meilad is after Chatzais, so then even the western edge of the world, it's after Shkiyas Hachama, it's after when Rosh Hashanah is starting, so they don't have the complete Rosh Hashanah after the Meilad. So if there's no place in the world which doesn't have the complete Rosh Hashanah after the Meilad, then that can't be Rosh Hashanah. Another cheshbon he mentions is that Ladaitai, and this is what the Rambam holds also, it takes 18 hours in order to see the moon, and this is how he teaches the next Gemara, it takes 18 hours in order to see the moon, so when the Meilad is before Chatzais, so then 18 hours after the Meilad, it's still Rosh Hashanah for the people all the way on the west, because they're 18 hours before Yerushalayim, and since it's still Rosh Hashanah and they see the moon, when it's still Rosh Hashanah, then it could be Rosh Hashanah. Masha'en Kain, if the Meilad is after Chatzais, so even people on the western edge of the world, which are 18 hours before Yerushalayim, they won't be able to see the moon on Rosh Hashanah. That can't be Rosh Hashanah. This is the Baal HaMoreh's Pshat in the Gemara. And from here you see that the sheet of the Baal HaMoreh is that the dateline is in a place which is exactly 6 hours away from Yerushalayim. So this is the makar to the sheet of the Chazon Ish, where the Chazon Ish got it from, that the dateline is exactly 6 hours away from Yerushalayim, which is the coast of Asia. And anything off the coast of Asia, like Japan, is already on the other side of the dateline. It's already considered west of Yerushalayim, and it will have its day. It will be, rather than 7 hours later than Yerushalayim, it would be 17 hours earlier than Yerushalayim, because you have to cross the dateline to get from there to Yerushalayim. So the Chazon Ish was seimich on this Baal HaMoreh lahalacha, megabe the kvius of the dateline, and he makes 2 points. First of all, he says that many Rishayim say like the Baal HaMoreh. The Ritva and the Ran, both Eifenart, say that the Baal HaMoreh says a good pirish. They don't quote the pirish, but they say that that's the correct pirish in the sugya. So you see the Ritva and the Ran also mask him to the Baal HaMoreh. Now, the Ravid in the Asaga brings that this pshat already was said by Rabbi Avram Barab Chia Asfardi, it's a Sefer Tzura Sa'aretz, and that the Rabbi Yitzchak Barab Baruch had kashis on this pshat, and the Ravid also was bothered by this pshat, that why would that one place in the world be the Kaveya? There was also someone of Chesdan Hadayin, which defended the pshat of Rabbi Avram Barab Chia Nasi, and also the Kuzri says a very similar pshat. He also says clearly that the Ksei HaMizrach is 6 hours away from Eretz Yisrael. So he says, you see, for me, that 8 different Rishonim all held that way, whether they held of the Baal HaMoreh's Pshat or not, the ones who hold of the Baal HaMoreh's Pshat, the Baal HaMoreh, the Ritva, the Ran, Avraham, Reb Chia, Reb Chesdan Adayin, or whether they held like the Ravid or the Reb Yitzchak Bar Baruch that argued on the Baal HaMoreh's Pshat, but they all agreed that the Ksei HaMizrach was 6 hours away from Eretz Yisrael. There's also a Sefer Yisayid Olam, which is Mayrach to argue on the Baal HaMoreh's Pshat, but even that, the way the Chazon Ish interpreted the Sefer Yisayid Olam, who was a Talmud of the Rush, he also agreed that the Ksei HaMizrach was 6 hours away from Eretz Yisrael. He just agreed with whether that should have any effect on this Kiddush HaChodesh issue. So according to the Chazon Ish, there are 9 different Rishonim that hold that way. And the second thing the Chazon Ish held was that it's not the Pshat that the Baal HaMoreh got his shita about the dateline that's 6 hours away from Yitzhak from this Gemara. The Baal HaMoreh must have had a Kabbalah Messiah to that shita that the Ksei HaMizrach was 6 hours away. And all the Rishonim are saying, many, many Rishonim had the same Kabbalah, the same Messiah. The Baal HaMoreh used it to say pshat in the Gemara. And Rashi and Taisus and other Rishonim have a different pshat in the Gemara. But there's no way we could argue on this Kabbalah and this Messiah that many Rishonim had, even if we're going to say that the pshat in the Gemara is not the correct pshat. Still, the halacha of the Ksei HaMizrach remains the same. This is all the Chazon Ish Shita. There were Chalkim, but we can't go into it more. And now let's start the sugya on Daf Chaf Aleph. Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph recounts an incident. Levi Ikla LeBavel B'Chadesa B'Tishrei. Levi came to Bavel when the Bnei Bavel were counting it as 11th day of Tishrei, because they had assumed that El was Chaser, like it is rave times, and El was only 30 days, so it was already the 11th day of Tishrei for them. So they were eating. Amar Levi said, Basant of Shil de Mavloi B'Yayim Rabba de Marava, it smells very good, the cooking in Bavel on Yom Rabba and Yom Kippur of Eretz Yisrael, because they were Ma'abed the Chaydish, and therefore you think it's the 11th day of Tishrei, it's really the 10th day, it's really Yom Kippur. Amrulay, so they told him, oh, if you know the Ma'abed the Chaydish, ask it to say Edis. Amrulay, Shemati Bezin Mekudish, I didn't hear Bezin say clearly that it's Mekudish, so I can't say Edis. So Taisus asked Akasha, as well as the Rajbah, the Ridva, and the Ran, that how did he allow to go and allow them to eat on Yom Kippur? It's Issacharis. Why didn't he tell them that it's Yom Kippur? What's the pshat that he wasn't made because he didn't have a Bezin Mekudesh? How can he allow them to eat on Yom Kippur? So the Rishayim answer, Taisus and the Rajma and the Ran and the Ridva, that they did Kedin. They were allowed to eat. Because since it's a din of Ashatiku Oysa Mekrei Kodesh, whether it's Atem, Oysam is Atem, Afilu Sheigim, Afilu Mezidim, Afilu Mutan, so they're allowed to eat. Since this was the Yom Kippur according to the Cheshbon, and this is Yeralf according to the Cheshbon, that's fine. So you see from the Rishayim a number of Gevaldige Chedushim. The most noteworthy is that in Eretz Yisrael, they weren't counting these days. In Eretz Yisrael, they were counting Rosh Chodesh as Ma'uber, like Levi said. And still, the Bnei Bavel that were counting in his chassid is a din of Atem. There's a din that they have a right to count Yom Kippur that day. This very much bothered the Turi Evin and the Menchas Chinuch Mitzvah Dalin. It very much bothered them that we could understand this din of Atem by the Bezdin of Klal Yisrael that's been Kaveh Chadashim, even though they're not going with the months, they're making a mistake, or even Mezidin, whatever it is, but whatever they're Kaveh, that's what counts. But here, the Bnei Tisol were Kaveh, that the Bnei Bavel should have their own Atem is very shver. Also, the Turi Evin is bothered by Akasha, so once they're Kaveh Yom Kippur, and that's Yom Kippur for them, so what about Sukkos? So, L'chaira, the Turi Evin understood that the Sukkos would have to continue with their Kviyas they had for Yom Kippur. So, since they counted Yom Kippur as Yud, based on El being Chassis, so Sukkos would also have to be that way. So he's bothered, so then what's the point of Shluchim? The Rashi's Mavur, that the Shluchim continued coming all the way until Sukkos. What was the point of the Shluchim? Once the Kaveh Yom Kippur is Chaser, so that's it, so Sukkos is stuck that way too. But L'chayr, and that, the Teretz is Pashat, that no, the Atem was only as long as they're under that mistaken impression. Once they find out that they're wrong, so then, of course, the Kviyas continues up Eretz Yisrael. That's the Chiddush of the Rishayim, that Kol Zman, they had a din to them on, that this is Yom Kippur, it Taka is Yom Kippur for them. But once they have an aid saying Mekudesh, so then it changes. That's how we discuss this inyan of Kiddush L'Mefreil, if you're the Rambam. They wanted to say the same thing, that Kol Zman, the Edom, didn't come to say it was the 30th day, Kedin, they're keeping the 31st day, but then when the Edom come, then it changes, but it remains Kedin, whatever they did till then. And about his other kasha, that it's not the whole Klal Yisrael, it's only one chelik of Klal Yisrael, that you have to say the Rishayim held Nalikim. The Rishayim held that Atem is even going on a chelik of Klal Yisrael. But the Turi Evin has the third kasha, which then I think there might be two different terutzim for. The Turi Evin's kasha is, what made that the kvias? What made this chalois that for them the month is chaser? So I saw in the Sfas Emes that he says a gemaldige teretz for that. The Sfas Emes says that the Atem is not the pshat because the people in Bava believed that it was chaser, and therefore for them it became chaser. The Atem was the system. The system was, the way Chazal would convey the system, was that even if the Shluchim don't come, Legabi Yom Kippur, you don't keep 2 days of Yom Kippur. For Yom Kippur, you neman that it's chaser. For other Yom Tovim, if Shluchim don't come, you keep 2 days. That was the system, they would convey it. But Yom Kippur not, because people can't fast for 2 days. So that's what Chazal would massacre, that for Yom Kippur, you rely on the fact that it's chaser. Zakta Sfas Emes, that takana has the din of Atem. The takana that Chazal said that Bavel could keep 1 day of Yom Kippur, that takana has the kayach of Atem afilu sheigim, and that becomes Yom Kippur, kayach the takana. So Mel, it's very good. You have to work with the Takana. If Levi didn't hear from the Bezim Beferish Mekudish, so Mel, according to that Takana, he can't be made. So Mel, there's no din for him to be made. So Mel, the Takana makes that the Yomtif remains what it was without Edom coming. So the kasha was, what creates this thing? What creates this chalois that they're counting Tishrei as they're counting El Eskasa, they're counting Tishrei from the 30th day after El? The Teretz is, the system that Bezdin was Kaveya creates that chalois. The system was that you can't keep one day of Yom Kippur, keep it Ki'ilu, El Eskasa, that creates the Atep. I think the Svasemis Chiddish is totally not Machlaikas Yishainim. There's a Machlaikas Rajman Ridva. The case of the Gemara was they had already fasted on Yom Kippur, and Ula turned and Levi turned up on Chadeser on the 11th day. What if he comes before they fast on Yom Kippur? What if he comes on what they consider the 9th day, and he tells them it's really the 8th day, and he didn't hear from the Bezdin Mekudesh? So the Ritva says it makes no difference. The Ritva says it makes no difference. And either way, if he didn't hear from the Bezdin Mekudesh, they continue on their old cheshbon, even though Levi is telling them it's a different cheshbon Eretz Yisrael, but it can't be made. He didn't hear from the Bezdin Mekudesh, they keep their old cheshbon. Mashenkin, the Rajban, the Ram was also asking, is if he came before they kept Yom Kippur, avada they switched the Yom Kippur, even though he didn't hear from the Bezdin Mekudesh. It's only because he came after they kept Yom Kippur that now they don't have to keep another Yom Kippur. So I think Bahop Ligi, the Ritva holds that the site of the Atom is because of the system, like the Svasema says, because of the Takanas Chazal, that you don't keep 2 days of Yom Kippur unless you only have to listen to the Shliach that comes and says Mekudesh, otherwise you can eman that the El is Chaser, and that becomes Mekir Adin, and that becomes Adin, that becomes the Atom. El is always Chaser B'negayit B'negayla, unless they hear straight from a Shliach from Bezin that it was Mekudesh, and it was the 30th day, and it was Mali. Other than that, it's Me'ikar Adin Chaser. Even if Kamishmaya Galia, they made it Mali in Eretz Yisrael. So that would apply even if he comes earlier. Mashayin Kain, the Rajman, they're on, they never know. They never know. It's not the system that makes the Atem. It's their Nehiga of Yom Kippur that makes the Atem. The fact that they had a din to keep Yom Kippur that day, because they didn't know yet. And that was Takam Ikar Adin that they're supposed to be keeping Yom Kippur. And they kept Yom Kippur that day. That makes it a Chalos Yom Kippur. That makes the Atem that today is Yom Kippur. And Mamela, once that day was Yom Kippur, even though Levi comes and tells him it's another day, but he didn't hear from Mekudesh, so Be'etzim, he doesn't have an Amonis, and Be'etzim, that day was Yom Kippur, and the other day is not Yom Kippur. Mashiach, if they never kept Yom Kippur yet, then they have Rishus to listen to Levi, even if he's not telling them Mekudesh, even if he's not going with the system of Tekanas Chazal, because they know the Kamishmaya Galia, it was Me'uber, and they can make Yom Kippur on the day that's not Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael. That's how I understand the Machlokes Rishonim. So this is the Shita of Taisus, the Rajba, the Ritva, and the Ran, that there's a din of Atem, that as long as the Nebavel have a din to keep Yom Kippur as a chaser, even if Kamishmaya Galia, it's a Mali, that keeping Yom Kippur kedin. The Baal Amar doesn't hold that way. The Baal Amar holds that Levi, when he said he didn't hear from the Bezdin Mekudesh, it was more than he didn't hear from the Bezdin Mekudesh. The pshat was that he bechlal didn't know that it was Ma'abrit for sure. He knew that they were planning to be Ma'abrit, but he had a chash that maybe they weren't Ma'abrit, so he wasn't sure. And in a chenami, l'chay according to the Baal Amar, Levi had to have fasted 2 days, and he was fairly certain that they were Ma'abrit, but he wasn't 100% sure that he could be made, and Mamel, that's why he wasn't made. He said if he knew for sure, if he was there, and he saw that on day 30 they did not make a Rosh Hashanah, then he knows 100% for sure that on day 31 they did. Even if he didn't hear the Bezdin say Mekudesh, he doesn't see any reason why Levi couldn't be made. There are two other Pshatim and the Achreinim on this Gemara. The Turi Evan wants to learn. Turi Evan doesn't like this whole Pshat that there's an Atem for a Chelik of Klal Yisrael, like we mentioned. He wants to learn that the reason why Levi wasn't made for them was because he's an Eid Echad. And the din that they keep Yom Kippur on the day that's chaser is a rave, and the rave says that it's chaser. The male, they have a right to be saimach on the rave and keep only one day of Yom Kippur. And the Eid Echad is not neman to go connect the rave. Eid Echad is going connect the rave. Eid Echad is not neman to go connect the rave and tell them, even lechumra, and tell them they have to fast on Yud Aleph. If you heard from the Bezdin Mekudesh, so to Evan doesn't say this mafurish, but I'm going to learn, that's part of the Takanas Chazal. That's good for the Takanas Chazal, that when the Shliach comes and says from the Beis HaMikdash that he has a Din Amanus. But since he didn't hear from the Beis HaMikdash, he didn't have a Torah Shliach, he couldn't come to Torah Shliach, he's only coming outside Echad, and Echad's not Neman Keneged the Rav. But the Rishayim all didn't hold this way. The Rishayim on the first said he would have been Neman L'chumra. Could be they hold that Echad's Neman Keneged the Rav L'chumra, or could be here it's different, it's a Musa David L'Gliye. So you have an Umdenelis that he's saying the Emes. So male, they didn't hold of this Teretz. The Minchas Chinuch wants to learn up, and the Torah Evan brings this, he learns this up in the Shiltis this way, although not everyone learns the Shiltis this way, that the problem here was, if he didn't hear from the Bezdin Mekudish, there's a chash that maybe there was a Kiddush L'mafreya. He wants to bring this as a raya to the Shittas Rambam. We discussed in the previous year. The Rambam holds that even after the Bezdin was Ma'abed Chodesh, the Edom didn't come, but if the Edom come 4 or 5 days later and say they saw the moon on Lamed, then L'mafreya the Chodesh becomes a Chodesh Chaser, and we change the calendar. So Levi was afraid that Edom might have come, and they might have changed it L'mafreya. Now the problem is, so what does it help if you heard Mekudesh? So the Minchas Chinuch wants to say that if they heard Mekudesh, that means the Bezdin wanted it Mekudesh on Yom Laman Aleph. It wasn't just by default because Edom didn't come, so then it's not Mestabra that the Bezdin would have accepted Edom to make the Kiddush L'mafreya. Now, Shengen, if they didn't say Mekudesh, so it could be they didn't want it to be Laman Aleph, it's just no Edom came, so as soon as Edom came, they would go and make it L'mafreya. That's how the Minchas Chinuch wants to learn. He wants to learn this Gemara as a raya to the Rambam. And like we said, the Shiltis in Parshas Bay says it's Be'erich, although the Netziv on the Shiltis and Hamek Shela learns the Shiltis like the Balamar. And now I want to say one more Ara on the Gemara here in of Chaf Aleph and Aleph. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Sholchel Ravuna Bar Avon L'Rava. Ravuna Bar Avon sent a message to Rava, Kachazis the Mashka Tkufis Tevis at Shista B'Nisan. When you see that Tkufis Tevis, the Tkuf of the winter, is going to reach the 16th day of Nisan, Arbel Hushaita. Make the year a Shana Mubaris, play Tachashla, and don't worry about it, even though not everyone holds away. The Ksiv Shemaris Chaydish Aviv. There's a din Shemaris Chaydish Aviv. You have to be careful about the Chaydish Aviv. Shemar Aviv Shal Tkufis Shibachaydish Nisan, that you have to make sure that Tkufis Nisan, Pesach comes out in Tkufis Nisan. That, so therefore, if the 16th day is not in Tkufis Nisan, if the 15th day, the first day of Pesach, is not going to be in Tkufis Nisan, so then that's a problem. So Taisus asks Akasha, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the three simanim used for Ibur Shana, one is the Aviv, that the Tvua has to be ripe, and one is the Peiros Ilan, that the fruit of the tree has to be ripe, and the third is the Tkufa, that the Pesach has to be within the Tkufa. And the Gemara says, Al Shnayim Mehen Ma'abrin, Al Echad Ein Ma'abrin. That two of them you're Ma'abr, and one of them you're not. In other words, if all you have is the Tkufa, that Pesach is not within the Tkufa, but the other two you don't have, no problem with the grain happens to become ripe and the Peiros Ilan became ripe, so then you're not Ma'abrit. So the question is, here it sounds like the Tkufa alone is a good enough reason to be Ma'abr. And there it says, the Tkufa is only if you have one other reason with it, either Peiros Ilan or the Aviv, the Tvua. But Tkufa alone is not a good enough reason. So Taisus makes a chilbi Tkufas Nisan and Tkufas Tishrei. When Pesach is not coming out in Tkufas Nisan, that alone is enough reason to make an Iber. And the Gemara there is talking about Sukkot not coming out in Tkufas Tishrei, that Sukkot is in Tkufas Tammuz instead of Tkufas Tishrei. In that case, so that's not enough of a reason. And Taisus says, "V'tzarech tam." You learn them both out from the Pesukim. What's the difference that Tkufas Nisan alone is a reason and Tkufas Tishrei is not? So it's interesting to play Yeshua. First, he says that you can answer Taisus Kasha very simply, that Tkufas Nisan is a tzivui of the Pasuk. Shemar is chaydesh aviv. There's a din. You have to make sure Pesach is in the Tkufas Nisan. So since it's a tzivui, so that tzivui alone is enough. Masha'en kain by Tkufas Tishrei, you learn out from the Pasuk, v'chag ha'asif Tkufas Hashana. So it just mentions derech agav that Sukkot is in the Tkufas Hashana, so it's not mamash tzivah, it's only a mitzvah and a mufush, and therefore it's only used together with another reason for being ma'abed Hashana. That's what he wants to say to answer Taisa Shita. But the Bnei Yeshua says himself that Lu'in Divrayim, he would say the whole thing is not shver. So you could say that Be'etzim is no chiyuv for Pesach to be in Tkufas Nisan. There's no chiyuv. Pesach could be in Tkufas Teves, Pesach could be before Tkufas Nisan. And that's a pshat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that you need two simanim. But that was days that the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, that you had all these other cheshbonos, so mamela, that would be enough. You didn't have to use the tkufa as your only thing. You had other cheshbonos in order to do it. But rather, which was in the time where the Beis HaMikdash wasn't kayim, so it wasn't negeya, the tfuah and the peiris ilan. Yisrael was mostly in Bavel. These things weren't negeya. So the only factor you really had that was negeya was the tkufa. So mainly you had to use the tkufa, because what else are you going to do? The tkufa is the only criteria that you have. The iki din of ibashana is that there should be a method to keep the shnayis acham and the shnayis lavana in sync. There should be a method. Bisman de Beis HaMikdash is kayim, the tkufa didn't have to be the only criteria. The tkufa could be one of several things. And still, lamaisa, in the end, the levana and the chaydish acham will be kept in sync. Masha'en kein, when the Beis HaMikdash was charev, but they were still mekadesh al piriyah. So then the only thing that left was tkufa. So Emel, they had to use the tkufa as the only criteria. And he says he has a big raya to this, you cite. Because today, that we mekadesh al pi cheshbin, if you make a cheshbin and you see, very often, the entire Pesach comes out, not in tkufas Nisan. And what's the pshat in that? How does it shtim with Shemaras Chodesh Aviv? Very often, the entire Pesach comes out before tkufas Nisan. Two ways to cheshbin the tkufa. There's tkufas Shmuel and tkufas Rav Ada. Can't be marik so much, but tkufas Shmuel certainly comes out before. Tkufas Shmuel is in the beginning of April, the tkufas Nisan. Very often, Pesach is before the beginning of April. It's like April 7th or April 8th, I think. Even Tkufas Ada is towards the end of March, and our year is that Pesach is before that. What's the pshat in that? How do we understand? How does Hashem and Shemar Sechaydash of it? So like the plan Yeshua, once we anyway have a system, you see, in those days they had to make a decision at the Ibashana every single year. There was only one criteria that they could have, Tkufa. So now they went with Tkufa, exactly like the Gemara says, that he sent him, the period, that's the only criteria you have. Today, we have a whole system that 7 out of every 19 years are Mu'abaris, and that keeps the Shnas Chama and Shnas Levana in sync. So it doesn't matter if some years it misses the Tkufa. It's okay if some years miss the Tkufa, just like in the Gemara and Sanhedrin times of Beis HaMikdash, it didn't always make the Tkufa. Tkufa was 1 out of 3 Cheshbonos. As long as L'maisa is a system to keep them together, that's good enough. That's the Chiddush of Pnei Yeshua.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.